Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. We are continuing our study on the New Testament gift of prophecy. So glad you've joined me today. Our resource that we're using for this is a book that I wrote just recently. My latest book is called Prophets and Prophecy. It is available on Amazon and also at my website, eddiehyatt.com. You know, the gift of prophecy, my wife and I experience the gift of prophecy in a unique way. There are many times that she will spontaneously, totally unexpected, she will bring forth an utterance in tongues. And I, most every time, 99% of the time, I will have the interpretation. And it has happened in so many situations. It's happened in restaurants, in parking lots, in our driveway, in people's homes. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit is not confined to a building and to an ordered church service. The Holy Spirit wants to work in us and through us wherever we may be. And I was just thinking as I was coming on with this podcast, I was thinking of one time, been a number of years ago, Sue and I had picked up some groceries and we're driving across the parking lot of I believe it was a Albertsons in Euless, Texas. And as we were driving across the parking lot, totally out of the blue, unexpected, Sue brings forth an utterance in tongues. She happened to be driving. I was sitting in the passenger seat, and I had the interpretation. And the interpretation was, you will soon be going to England. Wow. Well, that was just the Lord alerting us and to help us to be mentally prepared for this. And God will alert us to help us to be mentally prepared about the future. As I said in the first session, the gift, New Testament gift of prophecy is not a fortune-telling gift. It's not a gift to predict the future. But sometimes there will be a future element to prepare us and to help us be prepared what is coming. Well, we did not have any contacts in England. We didn't know anybody in England, no ministry contacts. But we thought, well, we'll see what happens. And here's the thing. Somebody gives you a prophecy and you believe it is from God, you test it and you judge it, and you decide it's from God. Don't go out trying to make it happen. If it is from God, God will bring it to pass. As you walk with Him in faith and obedience, God will bring it to pass. Well, it wasn't too long after this that a minister friend of mine contacted me and told me he was going to England to minister, and he invited me to go along. Now, I would not be going along to minister. I would just be going along as a traveling companion. Well, I considered it and prayed about it. I didn't have any sense of motivation inside that I was to go. Neither did I have the finances. And so I declined his offer. Well, time went by, and a few months later, out of the blue, I received an invitation to give a 90-minute lecture at Oxford University in England based on my book, 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity, and also on a Friday, I believe it was a Friday morning, but also to be part of a panel discussion at Oxford University on Thursday evening about the Holy Spirit. So, well, of course, my way was paid, and I received an honorarium, and Sue and I went. And we spent either one or two nights on the campus at Christ Church, Oxford University. The Oxford is made up of different colleges. Christ Church is one of the most esteemed colleges at Oxford University. People like William Penn, John and Charles Wesley, and others graduated from Christ Church. And so it was a great honor being there and being able to share for 90 minutes how God has poured out His Spirit throughout Christian history. And what is amazing, I had the opportunity to pray with people who would like prayer afterwards, and I prayed with a number of people, and a number of people broke out worshiping God and speaking in other tongues at Oxford University. Well, you say, see, God alerted us to that, driving across the parking lot. After we had shopped and picked up groceries. So, my friends, just be open to the Holy Spirit. Just be, develop a sensitivity to His Holy Spirit. And don't be afraid of stepping out. Don't be afraid of making a mistake as long as you're willing to acknowledge and admit the mistake. Now, what is dangerous is when people are so full of themselves, of ego and pride, that they're not willing to admit even when they do make a mistake. Oh, you don't have to be afraid of making a mistake if you are willing to admit it when you know you've made a mistake. So that's why I say, don't be afraid of making a mistake. Step out. Get out of the boat. You know, that is the only way that you will ever know for sure if you're hearing from God. You got to get out of the boat. You remember, and I'll close with this story. Peter and the disciples were in a boat, and they were out on the ocean. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and they saw a figure walking on the water. It was Jesus walking on the water towards them. But of course, they're frightened. They're out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, and it's dark. And what is going on? Is this a ghost? What is this? And the Bible says they cried out for fear. And Jesus spoke back and said, "Fear not, it is I." Literally in the Greek, he literally said, "I am." Don't be afraid, I am. Wow. Let me say to somebody that may be listening, don't be afraid. The I am is with you. And Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, I am." Now, Peter was not convinced, and so he said, "Lord, if that's you," he wasn't convinced, "bid me or command me to come on the water to you." And the voice spoke back one word, "come." Now, Peter obviously has admitted he's not sure. He says, "if that's you." Now, he can find out if this is the Lord, but he has to take a risk. He has to get out of the boat. Oh, he can play it safe and stay in the boat. But if he wants to know if this is the Lord or not, he's got to step out of the boat. Thank God he did. He got out of the boat and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, we make a big deal about him seeking. I think we should make a big deal about him stepping out of the boat in faith. It was only after he got his eyes off of Jesus and on the winds and the waves that he began to sink. But when he cried out to the Lord took him by the hand, picked him up, and they both walked on the water back to the boat. Now, my point is, Peter, the only way he could find out if he's really heard from the Lord, if that's the Lord I've heard, is to get out of the boat. And this is so in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and in the gift of prophecy. You can sit back and you can wonder, is this me or is this God? Somewhere along the way, you're going to have to get out of the boat. And you're going to have to take a step of faith and speak forth what's in your heart. And if you do it humbly, if you do it willing to admit, if you make a mistake, God will bless you. God will use you. You will grow in the gift and you will become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And God will use you mightily as a vessel that He can and will flow through. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined me. We're talking about the New Testament gift of prophecy. Check out my book, Prophets and Prophecy. You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it at my website, eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on another episode of the Awakening Podcast.